We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Unscripted. Today is March 21st, and we are feeling great today on this Thursday. It's about 3 p.m. Michigan State took down Mississippi State in the first round, 69-51. It really was a complete and dominant performance from the Spartans. No, they left no doubt in this one. As you can see, I had to conjure up the old Tom Izzo vibes and throw on the suit today. I'm feeling good, so I threw my shades on. But yeah, I mean, let's just get right into it. I'll start real quick. I'm just going to start with Jaden Akins. I thought Akins played an amazing game. He was only 3-for-8 from deep, but 15.7 rebounds. He was everywhere. He had a steal and a block. He had a monster block in the second half. He was everywhere. He was awesome.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Couldn't take my eyes off him. It was absolutely beautiful. Also, the other person I want to talk about before I let you go, Johnny, is Mati Sissoko. Sissoko had a 9 rebound, 1 block, 1 steal. He was playing his behind off like he always does and has been these last couple games where we've really been talking about it and we've seen some improvement from him. Mati was +9 on plus minus. That's what we love to see. And yeah, I thought it was just an overall great performance from the Spartans. Survive in advance. I've got the Wagner North Carolina game up behind me right now. North Carolina's up 5. I think we all know how that one's going to finish out. We're going to have to throw the house at Armando Bacot.
Well, yeah, we could worry about that on Saturday, but yes. Overall, what a game. Is that the preseason team that everyone thought was going to show up? Maybe, who knows, but it's March. You know what you're going to get with Izzo. I love seeing on Twitter after the game. I've seen countless just guys be like, why did I pick against Izzo? It's like you joke about it all year, And then it shows up and you choose against him and now. But anyways, you said it. Akins was fantastic. Mahdi was fantastic, right? I think I'll go a little bit more into Akins, right? Izzo's been on him, and he's been on him not just, again, to stay within himself, right? Shoot the ball, right? And you said 3 of 8 from three, which is all right. It's actually, it's pretty good. But I just loved how he was confident in shooting no matter what, right? That's what we need, right? Space the floor, right? And he was energetic, right? 7 rebounds. You had said the block, the dunk. He did it all. And then Mahdi, again, you're right. When you get that type of energy from Mahdi, I think it spreads to everyone else too, right? Seeing Mahdi go up and grab rebounds, no matter how good his hands are. He's going up there and he's grabbing it. And I think that spreads to everybody else. Again, AJ did his job, 8 points, 8 assists, fantastic. Walker, 19. I just think we saw an all-around great performance, something we've really been looking for a while. So yeah, I'll switch over to you there now.
Yeah, so the only thing that I could look at from this one that negatively from the Spartans was the turnovers. They had 16 turnovers, a little bit sloppy, but they forced 15, and they had I couldn't find the stat after the game anywhere, but Clark Kellogg said in the studio after, I believe the numbers he said was 29-19 in points off of turnovers in favor of Michigan State, so they were able to cash in off turnovers, but. If you're playing against one seed North Carolina and you're turning the ball over that much, they will convert on, they'll make you pay a lot more than Mississippi State. But yeah, massive win, obviously. The vibes are high here in East Lansing. Everyone's feeling great. And yeah, I mean, kind of like you said, John Rothstein tweets it after every Michigan State win, January, February, Izzo. People talk about it all year. And then, yeah, it's, but we love to see it. I have some tweets in my bookmarks from this morning,
Yeah,
but yeah, I think everyone does. But hey, that's the way she goes. I thought. Oh, also, Davis Smith. Did you catch that at the
I
end?
did. That was
Oh
awesome.
my, what a
That was
moment! Davis
awesome.
Smith just launching a nuke of a three
That's
and
the
draining it, and the bench just
sums up the game.
erupts.
Sums
It
up the
really
game.
did. It really did. But yeah, I mean, I was just so enthralled with Jaden Akins today. I can't really. Also, oh, Booker was plus 13. I don't think that really necessarily adds up with his box score, but he played well. I thought he had a couple shots, had a block that was essentially because of Mahdi's help defense, but he still got the block. Yeah, I don't really want to go into some of the negative stuff that I wrote down because I'm feeling pretty good. And I feel like we can get into it, I guess. The back-to-back lobs from Holloman in the first half was pretty bad.
Yeah. Well, I guess they had their stretches where, that's where the turnovers, I felt like they came in bunches, right? And we saw a couple runs, early on, right? We're up 20-8. And then he puts that was one of my definitely no-nos, don't having AJ and Tice on the bench at the same time. And then it was, all of a sudden it was 20-8, and it was 20-15 like that. Right. And then again later in the game, right? But just, again, it's just taking care of the ball, right? Staying within yourself. We just had a couple of those runs where, again, every team's going to have the runs. But, again, it comes down to you taking care of the ball. And obviously, you cannot turn the ball over 16 times what it was against UNC on Saturday.
Yeah, and I don't even know how I didn't touch on this. Tyson Walker, great game. 19 points. He had 3 rebounds, which is a lot for him. He had an offensive rebound, which was pretty sweet. 3 steals from Tyson. Yeah, just the guards defensively were great today. Everyone was great defensively. 58% from the field, 2 for 6 from deep, and he had a plus 21 in plus minus. So kind of going back to your point there, gotta let the star be the star, and he played like it today for sure. But yeah, I remember in our last episode, I kind of talked about three keys for the game, and I talked about Walker, or not Walker, I talked about Hogard and Akins needing to play well, and then the big guys, and then shot making. Michigan State shot 45% from three, 50% from the field. That checks out. And yeah, Akins and Sissoko played great. Hogard had 8 assists, which was awesome. He did have 5 turnovers, but.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality.
Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
The turnovers, we've harped on it enough, I think. I don't really have a whole lot else, to be honest. I mean, the rest of March is going on. We got Creighton's up 18. Shout out to Duquesne for taking down BYU. Little upset there. But yeah, I mean, do you have anything else, Johnny? I kind of, you know, I knew this was going to be a quicker episode. And, but yeah, what do you,
yeah,
you
got? I mean, else? You know, you were talking about, you know, your X factors on offense. And I think I look to kind of the game plan on defense. And for, I think, 90% of the game, it worked, right? You knew Hubbard was going to chuck every chance he gets, right? But it was more about just staying with him, right? Force him to take contested shots. And when he had to take contested shots, they weren't falling, right? There was a couple, you know, right at the end of that half, you help off of him, you get to three. Can't have that. But again, other than that, look at them shooting the three, which we said in the episode is that they can't shoot the three. No one outside Hubbard wants to even shoot it. And you saw that in our defense, right? Not really. Just stay, if you stay in front of your guy, you keep them out of the attacking lanes. They're not going to be able to do much. And that's where the defense was so clutch today. So again, you know, that was great to see. Game plan there worked. And again, we'll be watching the UNC game, but I think we all know the result there, and it'll be a tough fight on Saturday.
Yeah, definitely. It'll be exciting to see what time that's at on Saturday. But yeah, I mean, 38% from the field. Michigan State was just able to make Mississippi State make almost every shot tough. And you talked about it, Hubbard hit those back-to-back threes, but he went 3 of 11. So outside of those two threes at the end of the first half, he only made one other. But yeah, it's just, I keep saying it, I'm just, the vibes are awesome. The vibes are high. We're feeling great over here in East Lansing, and we are ready to roll into Saturday. I'm set. You good?
You know, yeah. I mean, vibes are high, like you said. You know, I told you, you know, I had the confidence in this team to put them in the Final Four. And that's the team that's, if they're going to get there, that's the team that's got to show up Saturday. And, you know, we don't need to talk about UNC. We both know what they're capable of, their guys. And obviously, you know, Armando Baycat's going to be the main guy inside, and RJ Davis outside are the keys there. So just, I'm just ready for Saturday. I want to see that that time the game starts and already prepare for it.
Yeah. I don't have anything else. So I think with that, we will wrap this one up. Thanks for listening. Go follow Field of 68. Go follow Unscripted on Twitter. Go follow Johnny and I. Subscribe to Field of 68. Do all the things. But yeah, thanks for listening, everyone. And we will be back again to recap the round of 32. Survive in advance. This is March. Shout out to John Rothstein. All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a good one.